If you ever meet me once, you won't forget me. But I want to preach on something else, and but this is what I feel the Lord would have us to preach on. We find it in Psalms 51. I'll pray, and then we'll begin with verse 1 of Psalms 51. Now, this was when David was getting things right. Yeah. This is when David was getting things cleaned up. And after his sin. And I'm thankful that same blood that cleansed me from the guilt of all of the, being a sinner is the same blood that keeps me clean. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful for the blessing of the beautiful day that's turned out. And Lord, thank you that you bless us the assembly as we have here this morning. And enjoy your singing, Lord, from these dear people. God, I come plead the blood of the Lamb of God upon the devil in the behalf of the need of each heart. And Lord, I still feel that somebody need to be saved. I pray, God, that you'll not let them leave this sanctuary today without receiving my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. And now, Lord, I pray that you'd allow their hearts to be receptive. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, you remove every hindrance that the man of God may have unusual liberty to preach the precious word. And to God be the glory in all that you do. Amen. Psalms 51, verse 1, David said, have mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God. According to thy loving kindness, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. I want you to notice the pronouns. David said, have mercy upon who? David said, blot out whose transgression? Mine, mine, mine. I mean, David wasn't concerned about nobody but himself that day. And I want you to know, as long as you're concerned about everybody else's sins, you will not do business with God. And the devil don't want you to get cleaned up. David meant business with God. He said, have mercy upon me. And he was wanting to get things cleaned up. He said, wash me how thoroughly, thoroughly from mine iniquities. He said, and cleanse me from my sin. How did David say he wanted to get cleaned up? Thoroughly. You know, a lot of people, they don't mind getting a little area here. They don't mind getting a little area there. But they don't want to get a thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly cleansing. And you know why they don't want to get a thoroughly cleansing? They like it. And some people, hey, listen, remind me of my grandson. He come in one day. He said, Papa, I have washed your vehicle. I didn't think much about it, but afterwards when I went out there, he had went all way around my vehicle, just smearing it. And that's the way a lot of people are. Hey, listen, they don't thoroughly get that cleansing. They just smear it a little bit here and a little bit there. You know, if people was half as fanatical about that inward person as they are that outward person, how clean you would be. Think about how much time today you spent on that outward person. Well, how much time have you spent on that inward person? If there's ever, however time, hey, listen, we need to get cleaned up. Hey, listen, get cleaned up with the precious blood. Hey, listen, if you're not saved, get saved. But God's marvelous grace, and then, glory to God, you need to stay clean, clean, clean. Like David said, he wanted to get cleaned up, thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly cleansed. Yeah. We're living. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to realize this thing's about over. Well, I see it. Every time I read the paper, every time I hear anything going on in this world, it's just sign after sign being right before us. And we better get that cleansing like David was talking about here. And David said, "For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me." Right. David was well aware of that sin immediately when he did it. Yeah. You know what would have been a blessing if David would immediately confess that sin like he did here, immediately after he did it, but it was like a period of 10 years or so before David got that cleansing. But I think about if David would have got cleaned up immediately, it would have kept him out of a lot of heartaches, a lot of sorrow, and a lot of pain. Some of you sitting here this morning, you well knowledgeable of that sin.
Amen.
But you know what the devil's telling you? Well, I'm as good as so-and-so. You can always look around and find many ways to justify sinning against God. But that does not clean up the situation. The devil will give you all kinds of reason to do sin, sinning against God. But listen, if you're saved, your conscience is telling you it's not right. But the devil's telling you that it is. And you're sitting here this morning justifying it where, hey, listen, God's been merciful. God's extended his mercy on you. And God has spoke to you many times. And God's sending you a message this morning to get this thing clean. He's extending his mercy to you today. And you need to, hey, get clean. And how to get clean? Get it cleaned up. Thoroughly, because you are knowledgeable of it. It'll save you a lot of grief and a lot of heartaches on down the road. Yes. So, as we go on, he said, "Behold, thou desirest truth in the hidden part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." David was a brilliant man. He had to be a brilliant man in the position that he was in. I mean, every day David needed insight from God. David needed a new wisdom from God. But now, hey, listen, since David sinned, he wasn't getting that insight from God. He wasn't getting that wisdom from God. And therefore, things wasn't working out. And listen, if you make any decisions, you need to make them from God. But see, when that sin comes in, that old Adamic carnal person kicks in, and that's what gets us in trouble. You better be careful of making major decisions if you're not right with God. You know, that's the easiest way. Because when you do it from that old Adamic person, automatically, boy, I mean, you know what to do. But a lot of times, hey, when we praying about it, it don't come that quick. Now, sometimes it does, but sometimes we have to wait on God. We have to be patient with God. But we don't have no patience with God. Hey, listen, when we let that old carnal man, that old carnal person direct us, hey, we'll get in trouble. That's why some of you are in such a mess today, because you've been letting that old carnal person lead you this way and that way. God help us. What a blessing, Pastor, it'd be if we would get things straightened up, then, well, what could be done around the church if people could get together? You know, every time you start to do something, listen and say, well, I don't know about that preacher. Well, I hadn't got nothing to do with it. It's what he's got to do with it. That's that old I is that carnal person. Boy, I got a backlash right there, didn't I? I thought that'd fit in pretty good right there. Amen. But what could be done here at the Fellowship Baptist Church? I mean, you got You got potential to the glory and what could be done if you, hey, listen, get with God and see what God wants to do. Amen. And then he said, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. He said, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. I think about, when I think about that scripture right there, you remember when you first got saved, how clean you felt? I mean, everything looked good, didn't it? I mean, the junkyards even looked good. Your wife even looked good. Your husband even looked good. I mean, everything when you first got saved, woo! And you know what? When you first got saved, you wanted everybody to have what you got. You just got to get what I got. You got to have it. You remember? Everybody, you got to have it. You got to have it. You just got to have what I got. Amen. You got to have what I got.
Amen.
Is that the way it was, you remember? When you first got saved, you wanted all them old friends, all them old buddies, you wanted them to have what you got. Is that right? Sure it was. But what happened? You must not want them to have what you got anymore. You very seldom ever say. You got to have what I got.
Yeah.
I'm saying when we first got saved, well, we wanted the whole world to have what we had.
Yeah.
Especially our loved ones, especially our friends. We were hyping, we were compelling them, we wanted them to come. They just got, you got to get what I got. You just got to get it.
Bless it, Lord.
But what happened? See, when some sin come in, you don't want them to have what you got. When's the last time you asked anybody to come to church with you? Huh? The church could be full if you get that cleansing that David got. Hey, listen, that I'm preaching about. Hey, the church could be full tonight. Y'all still with me, aren't you? All right. But remember, go back to when you first got saved. Listen, you was purged. That hyssop is for purification. How clean you felt, amen. Now, you don't have to be a murderer. You don't have to be an adulterer. Hey, listen, to have sin. Just neglect to do something that God's telling you to do. You say, well, preacher, I don't reckon there's anything wrong with me. Well, have you prayed this prayer lately? Search me, O God. See if there are any wicked ways in me. If you're praying that prayer, you're pretty clean. Huh? And then he said, oh, I got 6 minutes to preach. I know how Baptists are. They all give up the ghost at 12 o'clock. They still have some breakfast left, maybe. Amen. He said, make me to hear joy and gladness that the bones which thou broken may rejoice. Yeah. You know, David loved the harp. You found David down at the temple often. You found him down there, hey, listen, playing and listening to the prophets preach. I mean, he was there faithful. You remember when you first got saved, how faithful you was? I mean, you enjoyed coming and you enjoyed. Oh, shut up. You enjoyed singing like, hey, listen, if you didn't enjoy this morning, something wrong with you. Well, I thought about taking a little midget running spell. Amen. Well, I loved it. And listen, when you first got saved, you enjoyed it. But now you don't enjoy coming to the sanctuary. You don't enjoy coming and hearing the singing, hearing the preaching like you did when you first got saved. You tell me why. Huh? See, David, hey, listen, he didn't enjoy the prophets after that sin come in. And some of you don't enjoy. Hey, listen, matter of fact, when you first got saved, I mean, you was looking for revivals around the area. Hey, listen, but now some of you won't be back tonight. Some of you won't be back Wednesday night. You don't come to revivals. But when you first got saved, you just couldn't get enough. Yeah. I just can't wait to get back to the Sunday evening service. Can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to get back to the midweek service. Y'all getting off quiet on me again. David said, creating me a clean heart, oh God. He said, renew a right spirit within me. Hey, listen, immediately, when things don't go right, your attitude gets all out of shape. It makes a difference when things are right in the heart is how you react to situations that you're faced with daily. Immediately, hey, listen, there when David would go into the temple, here's a man after God's own heart. They couldn't wait till he got there every day. They loved rubbing shoulders with a man like David. But now when that sin come in, they wasn't, hey, listen, they despised the sin come. I mean, there wasn't nothing that they could do to help the situation. I mean, they tried to keep everything ship-shaped. It wouldn't matter how things were. Hey, listen, nothing would please him. I mean, he was grumpy about everything. Now, you know what's wrong with her? You know what's wrong with him? The heart ain't right. I say, When that sin is there, when things are not going good, I mean, you're going to be grumpy. Nothing can please you. The weather's not right. The dogs don't bark right. The birds don't chip right. She can't do nothing to please you. He can't do nothing to please you. Oh, the preacher don't preach like he once did. Blah, 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 blah. Hey. It's not them. It's not your pastor. It's your problem. It's that sin that's crept in. Amen. Yeah. Bless him. Y'all still with me? Yeah. I'm going to go on. I think you got enough right there. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. David said, here, Joy. Where'd you go, Joy? Are you in our joy? Come out there if you are. Where are you at, Joy? Come. Joy, restore that joy. Can you remember when you had that joy? Huh? Now you're most miserable because you don't have that joy because of that sin. Huh? I don't care what you seek to try to have that peace and joy, you'll not get it. Hmm? I'm talking about that joy from God. Restore to me the joy. And listen, a lot of people don't have the joy. Huh? No wonder nobody wants what we got. They see how you act when things don't go right. They see your face light up like a firecracker fixing a pop. They see, even if you don't say a word, they sense it. Hmm? And they know that you don't have the joy that you once did. And also, David said, then when you get that joy restored, he said, then will I teach transgressors their ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Listen, we are leading people one direction or the other. Your family members are watching you. They already said they don't last. Huh? They won't last. And somebody's about to cop out. They'll be right because some of you are so close to coming out. If you don't get right with God, don't get that joy restored, first thing you know, you'll be back out there with them. You know, they like that because, hey, they don't like to see you going to church on Sunday morning. They'd rather see you going down to the fishing hole. They'd rather see you going, hey, listen, out to the bars on the weekend. Hey, they'd rather see you doing everything, hey, listen, but going to the house of God. But you need to get right with God and set that example. Hey, listen, that you'll lead them right direction. You're either leading them one direction or the other. Again, we don't have much longer, children. But is there a time we need to search our heart and see if everything's all right? I'd hate to know when I face him there and when they face him at the great white throne, they'd have to look at me and say, oh, because you didn't live the life that you should, I'm going to have to be put in the lake of fire for eternity. Oh, wouldn't that be awful? He said, deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thy salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud thy righteousness. Hey, listen, I don't care what your sins are today. Again, that precious blood that cleanses from the guilt of being a sinner is the one that same blood that keeps us clean. And if we'll confess our sin and forsake it, he'll have mercy. And if we'll confess our sin, hey, listen, I'm thankful he is just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then when we do that, you say, well, I've done that, but I didn't succeed. Well, do it again. I mean, if you have to do it every day, hey, listen, just keep on getting things right. Because, again, it's so important, not only for yourself, but those around us. So, oh, Lord, open my lips and show forth thy praise. You know, you praise what you worship, and you worship what you praise. Again, time is nigh to the coming of the Lord. And every day that you let it go by without getting it right, it's going to cause you more grief and more pain and more heartaches. Okay, Pastor.